The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
So here's a question. To stingy or not to stingy? Love that word. Good old stingy. Who's stingy with their money? Who doesn't like to part with their cash? Which friend doesn't like to open up the wallet so that moths will take off because they haven't opened that wallet in years? And you know that friend's got money, but boy, do they don't want to part with it. They don't want to share a cent. They've got all the money in the world, but they won't open up that wallet till it part with a cent. 58% of us are afraid to look tight or stingy in front of friends or family, but then the other 42%, well, they really don't care.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, to hell with you, I shan't pay for a thing.
Or give you a cent. Yeah.
Some may just call us frugal, I would say.
Okay.
Stingy.
All right. When was the last time that you picked up the bill?
Yesterday, actually.
But you're a one-man show.
No.
You picked up the ball.
I actually went out with two of my mates yesterday for a quick lunch. I paid for lunch. Gideon and Charles, you guys owe me.
He's going to remind you of that.
But I think there's a difference between stinginess and literally being cautious or knowing where your money goes and not just spending it on anything, you know. So I think there's a big difference between that.
Sounds like something a stingy person would say.
I'm actually the total opposite. I just give it away.
Okay, come now, give.
I'm stingy now.
The other thing that my gebeur het is ek het vriende genooi vir 'n bring en braai en hulle het 'n halwe 2 liter Coke bottel saamgebring vir hulle mix. En hulle het 'n vol bottel teruggevat saam met hulle.
No.
Nee, wat?
Sirita, dis amper soos daai mense wat soos vleis saambring om as jy hulle nooi om te kom braai, nê? En dan vat hulle daai vleis weer terug saam met hulle terug huis toe. Dit is
mense wat by daai huis toe kom met 'n mooi bottel wynkie, nê?
Ja.
En toe drink hulle al jou wynkie
en dan vat hulle hulle sin terug. Nee, jy kan nie dit doen nie.
Ja, dit het ook met my gebeur. Of hulle bring die slegste snit van die beest en hulle vat die grootste en die beste steaks wanneer alles kan gebraai het.
Oh, nee, jong.
Nie so wees nie. Ek nooi jou nooit weer terug nie.
Ek het nooit weer vir hulle genooi nie.
That's just thrifty.
So normally when people come with bring and braai, will they pack our braai and stuff and give it back to them?
Yes.
Because sometimes they bring 2 pieces of chicken, but then they expect to eat sausage and
potato salad.
So what do you bring? I give it back to you in your hands and I say, let your food eat it.
Those are the best braais. Do you ever get, and this is a true thing, is meat envy, right? Do you know when you go to a braai and you all have your own dishes and you open them up and you see, Jesse, but Ricky brought the sirloin, the 500 gram. Corin only packed in 2 drumsticks and half a chicken wing. And now I'm like, how? How am I supposed to compete? And then Ricky says, oh, you can have a piece. I'm like, of course I can have a piece. But the worst feeling is, Niven, when you bring that lekker vorsi, man, it's the tastiest vorse ever. By the time you get to dish up, it's all gone.
It's all gone. But that is what I'm saying. You get that specific person that brings the least, but they want to eat the most.
Kani.
So you come with your bucky, I give it back to you. I said, raise your food.
I think that's a good way to do it. Niven's on it. If you go bright Niven's ass, you get back what you bring. And I love that idea. That is great.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.